Let's hear another installment of the NPR Cities Project.
If other cities can do it, we can do it.
This whole building is based on technology.
This is an old city, but we are on the latest technologies.
Okay, the NPR Cities Project is our exploration of urban innovation, using technology to become more efficient or try to be safer. Today we'll focus on surveillance cameras and sophisticated software that goes with them. They become big business, sold to cities of all sizes. NPR's Stephen Henn reports from a suburb of Sacramento, California called Elk Grove.
I'm sitting on a swing in Miwok Park in Elk Grove, California. The morning commute here is made up of toddlers, kids, dog walkers, some moms. But right now, I'm being watched almost as carefully as I would be if I were on Wall Street. There's a camera right over my head.
I didn't even know that one was there.
Chelsea Yoakum is playing with her son. Nearby, a couple is lying on a picnic blanket, kind of snuggling.
We were just kind of enjoying each other's company, I guess you can say.
They know there's a camera here, but do you know where that camera feed goes or what happens to it?
No, I have no idea.
It goes directly into the Elk Grove Police Department.
That is kind of scary in a sense, just knowing that people are watching no matter what.
That man didn't want to give his name, and that was true of many folks in Elk Grove who told me they're apprehensive about these cameras. But people like Chelsea Yoakum, who are comfortable giving their names, were also okay with cameras.
I like the idea of it, personally, because I have a son of my own, you know? You want to reach that one?
No, reach that one.
Okay.
This community has invested hundreds of thousands on surveillance and plans to spend even more. After all, another playground a few blocks from here, one without a camera, was burned to the ground this spring, a suspected arson. Let's head across town to meet the man building the network.
My name is Chris Hill. I'm the IT manager here at the Elk Grove Police Department.
We're walking into the server room that runs the system.
Wow, it's loud in here.
You can get camera feeds, you can make up any screens you want, you can search any video.
More than 100 feeds are viewable and searchable from Chris Hill's desk.
This other one here is actually in a parking lot. This was a known spot in the city of Elk Grove that had a high rate of car burglaries.
So we're watching a woman now open up her minivan door.
Mm-hmm. And then as soon as she drives off, we can follow her out of the parking lot and down the street as well.
Wow, so you can read plates.
Absolutely. So this is probably 100 yards away, and you can very easily read that license plate even as that car is moving.
All these cameras together record more than 4 days of video each hour, and Hill would like even more.
So we actually have a pilot project coming up, hopefully shortly, with a local retailer that will be giving us access to their parking lot cameras.
But Hill doesn't want his officers spending time watching parking lots, writing down plate numbers. The software can do that for them. And to see how, I traveled to San Francisco and the offices of 3VR.
Most people don't understand that putting more cameras doesn't necessarily yield more information.
Al Shipp is the CEO. His company makes the software Elk Grove uses to sift through its recordings. They offer facial recognition, license plate readers, and object-based searches.
Instead of watching hours and maybe days of video, you can ask questions like, show me all red cars that went east. Those are search arguments you can do with our technology and literally sort through weeks of video in a few seconds.
The software can alert the police when someone enters a park after dark or can search for a face.
Yeah, so this person was captured at 218.
Diego Simkin is a technician at 3VR.
So what I would do is I'd right-click here, search for this person. I have the ability to not only search for this specific camera, but I can search against multiple cameras on that system or multiple systems.
And that kind of ability to expand a video search is a major draw for police at Elk Grove and departments across the country. This industry is growing by 30% a year, and the software alone is poised to become a $1 billion business. In the nation's capital, some are watching with concern.
The idea that all of this information will be fed into one place, I think, is a game changer in terms of how we look at our world.
Laura Donahue is a law professor at Georgetown. She says while it's reasonable to expect that someone will see you lying in a public park,
you do have a reasonable expectation that nobody is going to be following you around 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everywhere you go.
And Donahue worries that that's where these systems, like the one in Elk Grove, seem to be headed.
That's a camera?
That's a camera, yeah.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Surprising.
Oh,
They should let people know.
Even, Mina Fardan says, if those people are just picnicking in Miwok Park and have nothing to hide.
I'm hiding something.
Not from the camera. The camera's right behind you.
I'm Steve Henn for the NPR Cities Project.